Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam McAlvey.
Best Brewers coverage. This is the Bill Michaels Show. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia Veterans Services. Preparing vets to make an impact within their next mission through education. Find out more at cuw.edu/veterans.
Adam McAlvey joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Adam, I just want to thank you because clearly you were waiting and you had San Antonio and Milwaukee both waiting until moments before you appear here on the show to break this major news of the AAA affiliate. So thank you.
I appreciate you talking there for about 4 minutes because I was finishing my story and sending it in.
Yeah, you really do have to multitask at 11 a.m. That's not easy.
Find the Brewers were in Double A San Antonio in 1972, and I'm trying to find if there were any, you know, any like notable players on that team, and there's like a gap in the baseball reference page, so somebody needed to find that the 1972 San Antonio Missions and send me that roster. Let's see if there was anybody good.
And you have to think, because that era of the Brewers baseball 3, 4, 5 years in the future was that start of that great window, late 70s, early 80s. So you got to think they, you know, some of the Gorman Thomases of the world, some of those guys must have gone through there at some point, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm trying to multitask here and find it. And for some reason, I can't find this team's roster.
We've hidden it.
So I'm going to keep looking while I'm talking.
No worries. You do that, and I'll throw you an easy softball so you can multitask while you you do this looking for the old Missions roster from the early 70s. This is, I think, maybe a mild surprise. I think a lot of folks thought that the Texas teams, Rangers and Astros, would have a rivalry with the two AAA teams in Texas. Is it a surprise to you that this is the way the Brewers went? And by the way, same ownership group as the team that owned the Colorado Springs franchise.
Yeah, exactly. The Elmore Sports Group. So there's this shuffle going on where Colorado Springs is moving to San Antonio. Rookie Helena is moving to Colorado Springs. That hasn't been announced, but I think the Brewers are going to stay there. So they'll still have a team in Colorado Springs, but it'll be Rookie League. So they're basically keeping this affiliation with this particular ownership group. And the deal with San Antonio is it's a great city, obviously, one of the best AAA cities there is. But once again, just like Nashville a couple of years ago, people will remember, they'll find themselves in the middle of a stadium debate where there was, I think, hope of building a new downtown stadium. The economics of that has changed in recent years, as the Brewers know very well from their spring training project, and that hasn't a downtown stadium there hasn't materialized. So they're playing in this park that's from 1994. It's, you know, a Double A level facility that's now going to be in Triple A. So they're renovating the clubhouses, the batting cages. They're going to do some things just to get it up to basically code for Triple A ball players. But it's, you know, it's not Nashville, it's not Indianapolis, it's not Louisville in terms of the quality of the facility. So they're going to keep working on that. And you know, Doug Melvin was very frustrated by that whole process in Nashville and ended up getting a great facility for the Nashville Sounds. And then unfortunately, little, you know, depending on who you ask, a little inside ball went on, and Nashville ended up going with the Oakland A's. Now that fell apart. They're going for a new affiliate. That looks like it'll be the Nationals or the Rangers, and the Brewers were kind of left out. So it's, you know, it's an upgrade in some ways. I think getting away from Colorado Springs is a good thing. That was a challenging player development environment, just from the altitude, the huge outfield. Pitchers had a hard time there. Jorge Lopez is the best example of that. So it's a good thing from a player development standpoint, even if they're not going to be playing in the shiniest new stadium. They're going to have to navigate all this political stuff with that project.
Yeah, the stadium will be the thing we talk about when we talk about that AAA team, certainly for the months and possibly years to come. But I think the other thing that's of interest to me here is the Brewers have been, no matter where it was, Nashville maybe the one exception, the Brewers were going to end up with a AAA franchise that's still far away, and a lot of that has to do more with geography than anything. There just isn't a suitable, available AAA franchise that's close to Milwaukee. So San Antonio is certainly an upgrade of city, upgrade of atmosphere, as you mentioned. You don't have to deal with the 6,000 feet of altitude, but still some long flights ahead for guys coming up.
Yeah, no direct flights, and that was going to be the case in Fresno or San Antonio. I was just looking at that to see if, you know, Southwest gets you there. And it gets you there, but you have to go through, it's a connecting flight. So that does matter, especially in today's game where teams all over the place are setting records in terms of transactions and the number of players used. And we've seen the Brewers use that shuttle with the back end of their bullpen to pretty good effect. That has really helped them get to this point of the season with a bullpen that looks like it's in pretty good shape. A lot of that has to do with Adrian Hauser and Jorge Lopez and Brandon Woodruff and Wilkerson and Alec Asher and all these guys who've kind of been on that shuttle. It's a small thing, and they're often pitching in lopsided games and gobbling up a couple of innings in a game that you probably don't remember much about. But the impact of that is being felt at this time of the season in a positive way. So that is, important. But look, it's a big city, lots of flights to Chicago. I'm guessing, I'll have to ask Tom Flanagan what he thinks about this later on, but I'm guessing they're going to view that as a positive, because at Colorado Springs, often guys would have to drive up to Denver and then either fly to Milwaukee or fly to Chicago and then drive up from Chicago. There was just a lot of long days for guys. I mean, the Adrian Hauser moment on the mound is just the best example of what a travel day can do to a guy. You remember that one, Kevin?
Yeah, he shows up in the middle of the night. His bags didn't show up, if I remember right. Is that right?
Well, I'm thinking of the time he leaned over behind the mound and sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally lost it. Well, who was the remember guy this that? Year that arrived at 5 a.m. with no bags? Who was that?
Oh, man. Yeah, I hear that story. Yeah, I don't know.
It's buried. 162 games. It might have been. Yeah, it gets buried in a long season for sure. But those are difficult travel stories and competitive differences, right? If your pitcher is doing what Adrian Hauser is doing on the mound, that's a competitive difference as opposed to, the Braves having Gwinnett and having someone take a 45-minute car ride to the Major League Stadium. So we could talk AAA all day, I'm sure, because that's an interesting resolution to it. But we had a little bit of history last night, Adam, and Christian Yelich hitting for the cycle for the second time this season against the same team. That's something that's never been done before, and Yelich is making all kinds of history. Is he your MVP right now?
Oh, man. Can someone help me? Speaking of help me finding this 1972 roster, help me line up a top 10 MVP list, because it is going to be a serious challenge. And I know, look, people are going to be biased here in favor of Christian Yelich. He's had a fantastic MVP caliber season. He is a worthy, if he wins the National League MVP, he is a totally worthy winner. The problem is there's about five other guys that you can say that about. And there's no clear cut answer for how to do this. Some people like wins above replacement. Yelich is actually at the top of that list now on FanGraphs. Lorenzo Cain is number two. If you go to the Baseball Reference version, I think Cain's one. Yelich is still like number four. But look, Baez, Goldschmidt, Freeman, Jake DeGrom. There are so many good players that are very evenly matched statistically, and depending on what your favorite stat is, you're going to find something that's going to lead you to the player that you are biased towards. And it's going to be really difficult to sit down there and take bias out of it. Look, I watch Kane and Yelich all year long. I obviously have a very high opinion of their ability as baseball players and their value to this team in what it's done this season with a pitching staff that, you know, looks the way it does and has endured the losses of Jimmy Nelson and Zach Davies and others that they have endured. And yet they find themselves in this position where they're really in it with 2 weeks to go. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do that. It's going to be really difficult for everybody who has that ballot. I think you're going to see a ton of different answers this year. Last year it was Votto or Stanton pretty clearly. This year I think it's going to be a wider field. And the way that voters line up their players has the potential to be very important because, you know, it's like that point system where you get whatever it is, 13 for first place and on down, and it's kind of weighted toward the top. It's gonna. I think that's gonna play a role, and I think there's gonna be a very close race, unless somebody just goes bananas over the next 2 weeks. And just the way that they line up, you know, somebody getting a fourth versus a sixth place vote could end up being the thing that swings this. It's tough this year.
This was an impressive game from Yelich, but an impressive game from the Brewers too. After losing back to backs against Pittsburgh, and that streak of series wins came to an end over the weekend, but it seemed to me, and you can't put a lot of weight on one out of 162, but it seemed to me like that game, that result last night, was a bit of a September statement that that two-game losing streak stops here and the Brewers resume what they've been doing. That, to me, was one of the more impressive September wins I've seen from this team.
Yeah, well, Kirk Counsell, I thought it was interesting that he said after the game that Yelich had sort of an intent going into the game yesterday. And we asked Yelich about that. You know, because remember, he had a 30-game on-base streak that was snapped Sunday. And, you know, he said there wasn't anything different, that if he looked different yesterday, it was just kind of a coincidence. He wasn't, like, you know, going all war paint going into the game yesterday. He said it was just kind of another day. But I thought it was interesting that Craig Counsell saw it that way. And maybe Counsell felt that way, too, about the game, that the guys had a little bit of an edge after that series streak snapped, because that's been their formula, how they've, sort of gotten into a relatively commanding position in the wild card standings. It's been win series, seven in a row before they lost to the Pirates, 2-3 to the Pirates. And that's going to be a good formula to get into the tournament. Now, the division, mathematically, the division is really tough right now. So, the math says they're more likely to be in that wild card, and that's a very uncomfortable position to be in because it's just such a coin flip, one game. We were talking about that with Counsell, who is part of the union's executive committee as a player when that new system was put in, and he remembers the players. You know, the players obviously wanted 2 or 3. As a player, to put everything on one game is really uncomfortable. From the league's point of view and a television drama point of view, a one game is awesome. I mean, it's basically game seven right out of the chute. And that's the way it ended up being for a bunch of different reasons, including scheduling and just the mechanics and the logistics of putting a postseason together. So it's a tough position to be in. A lot rides on one game. If for one of those teams, it ends really, really quickly and unsatisfyingly. But you get in. At least you're in. And you win that game and you move on and now you're on equal footing with the other clubs. So it's going to be, it is going to be very interesting down the stretch. And the way that NL West is going, where the Rockies and Dodgers are jockeying, it feels like every day about which team is the division leader and which team's in that wild card position. And then the Cardinals are still in it. There's still a lot of drama to be settled, of who the Brewers are going to face if they can get in, and where the game's going to be and all that kind of stuff. And as usual, the way it usually happens in baseball, it looks like it'll come right down to the end.
Adam, check your Twitter. I sent you a link. I sent you a link to the 1972 San Antonio Brewers.
Yeah. Who do we have?
Gorman Thomas was on that team. Bill Travers was on that team. I mean, there's not a ton. It's not nearly as many bodies as I thought. Not nearly as many names that I would recognize, but Gorman Thomas is the standard. They won like 53 games.
Okay.
So they weren't so good.
Yeah. Let's see. 53-87.
So.
Wow, they had three managers. That's a lot.
Wow.
It's a team effort.
That's, yeah. Boy. That was, yeah. That's, and it was the beginning, I guess, of a relationship of 4 years, I think, there between the Brewers and the city of San Antonio. So I won't keep you from writing what you got to write, Adam. Thanks for joining us. Very timely and much appreciated, sir. See you at the ballpark.
I appreciate that very much. I'm going to dive right into this and try to figure out, you know, how would I line up the MVP of the 1972 San Antonio mission? Let's see. How did Gorman do that year? Can you talk about it? Oh, Gorman did all right.
Yeah. That's probably your guy. I mean, you know, certainly
26 homers.
Yeah. The career projection's pretty solid. Adam,
even,
go enjoy,
Stephen,
man.
McCartney hit 22. Good old Stephen McCartney.
Can't wait to hear the article to see it, man. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Thanks. See you guys.
Adam McCalvey joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,